Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The sixth Sunday in Easter. St. John's Gospel displays a much more developed theology than the three synoptic Gospels. However, it was still written early in the so-called apostolic time, the generation after the apostles. The remarkable fact is not that there is a strong theological slant to it. Rather, it is surprising how relatively early in the history of the early church a strong Trinitarian perspective had emerged. The use of the word Spirit, a translation of the Hebrew word Shekinah, hints at a maternal connection in God because the word is feminine Hebrew and was used in Hebrew folk religion as the name of Yahweh's consort. St. John, or the author of the Gospel, had no thought of such matters, yet the gender of the noun might well be a meaning, as the scholars say, in front of the text. Once upon a time, back in the last century, there was a young woman from Ireland who had lost her parents and all her family in the famine. Some kind people wrote to their relatives in America and said, "We have this 14-year-old orphan who is very bright and very pretty and very hardworking. We don't want her to go to the orphanage because she won't have any opportunities to develop her talents. Would you ever consider hiring her as a servant girl? You have to pay her way over on the boat. It's $5 American, but she'll work for nothing until she earns her fare. You won't go wrong with her." So the Americans, who could afford a serving girl but never had one, and weren't altogether sure what they would do such a person, talked about it and said, "Well, what have we to lose?" So they sent the $5 over for the fare on the boat and the train, and waited for the young woman to come. She sailed from Kinsale, the last she saw of Ireland, were the twin spires of the church as they faded into the background. Weeks later, sick and thin and exhausted, she arrived in the city where her master and mistress lived. They took one look at the poor child and said, "Dear, we don't need a servant, but we have room for another daughter." When they brought her home, the other children hugged her and said, "Hooray, we have another sister." With her help, she grew up to go to college and university and became very successful and was a great credit to all those who took her into the family. The point here, my friends, is that the Trinity is the family into which God has invited us.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.